everybody. It's Rick Armand. We are back at the Kohl Center for this Fernand Hazy meets not only wrestling report, but play-by-play as Kyler Neuberger, the 132-pounder for the Golden Beavers, whose record is now 47-4, will be going up against Jake Stoffel of Appleton North, whose record is 41-2. Stoffel, a sophomore. Neuberger, of course, is a senior. Both of these wrestlers won their first round match. And now get ready for the second match of the evening. The winner of this match will go on to the semifinals tomorrow night. The loser will go back into WrestleBacks and will be wrestling back tomorrow morning for fifth place. Neuberger and Stoffel going at it. In the center of the circle, right now jockeying for position, doing a little bit of head control. Stoffel pushes Neuberger away. And they'll start all over again as they reset. 132-pound match. Stoffel's got that single leg takedown. Let's see if he's able to get behind and get control of Neuberger. And no points given as of yet. Let's wait and see. Now he gives it to him. Now Stoffel gets the 2 points on the takedown as he has control over Neuberger. Meanwhile, over on mat number one, Quinton Wolbert of Oconomowoc is losing his match 8-2, and with only about 20 seconds left or so, it looks like he could be headed for WrestleBacks. Over on the Neuberger match, the referee says, stalemate, let's go back into the center, boys, and start from scratch. Neuberger is in the down position as this match is back underway, and he trails 2-0. And yes, Oconomowoc's Quinton Wolbert was a loser 8-4 in the second round, but he will be wrestling back tomorrow morning for fifth place. Back to Neuberger and Stoffel. Stoffel in control, trying to get in a nearside cradle on Neuberger. Neuberger trying to fight him off. Now Neuberger trying to turn into Stoffel, but unfortunately has turned right himself into a position where he's semi on his back. And let's see if, yeah, there's in fact going to be 3 back points by Stoffel. So he leads this match now 5-0 over Kyler Neuberger. Kyler's had a great season and has got himself in a little bit of a pickle right now as time is expiring in this first period. And that is the end of the first period with 2 more points for back points going to Stoffel. It'll be Stoffel's choice, and he'll defer. And Kyle says, we're going to start in the up position. I'm down 7-0. I need a takedown and some back points. So the wrestler's back in the center and will start in that neutral position. And once again, Stoffel goes in deep. But I think on his way down, he got Kyler right in the face and poked him in the eye, and the official stops it after Kyler gets poked in the eye. Now Kyler will take a timeout and head to the sideline. Kyler Neuberger, the senior wrestler for the Golden Beavers at 47-4. He won his first round match 4-1, and in this match trails 7-0, and now the officials will blow the whistle and we are back underway. Kyler tried to go in deep for a single leg takedown but was denied, and now Stoffel with that elbow control as the wrestlers wrestle off the mat. Both wrestlers now getting pretty, shall we say, aggressive with one another. The referee probably told them they need to keep it in tow. Kyler and Stoffel. Looking for hand control. Stoffel again gets the ankle pick and converts it to the single leg. Can he turn it in on Neuberger and get the point? Not yet. Now he's going to get the 2 points. Kyler tried to stand up, and at that point, Stoffel was able to break his leg down and get the 2 points, and he leads now 9-0. With 1:05 left in the second period, Kyler is going to need to get some offense going. He's trying to get on all fours, but Stoffel doing a good job in preventing him as they wrestle off the mat. So much of the time in wrestling you spend on defense, trying to make sure you don't get yourself in a position where you can get thrown over on your back. And at this particular point, with Kyler and 55 seconds left in the second period, down 9-0, he's got plenty of time to get some stuff done, but he's going to just have to start to work it a little bit. Stoffel, still in control, in the up position, reaches from the far side with a far side half Nelson, now gets arm control and tries to roll Kyler over. Kyler's got the near side foot, but now loses it. And he is now caught in a near side cradle. If Stoffel rolls this over, Kyler could be in a world of hurt. Kyler's doing everything to try to control the leg of Stoffel, but unfortunately he was not able to stop it, and now he's getting some back points. Stoffel's got that near side cradle and is definitely going to get some back points out of it. The official has not indicated whether it's two or three back points. Let's wait and see. They're going to give him three back points for sure, making it 12-0 as we head into the third period. So Kyler definitely in a world of hurt right now, down 12-0. The wrestlers will start in the up position. Kyler has not seen much success up here because so far Stoffel has been able to get all of the takedowns. Kyler trying to get lower than Stoffel by starting down basically on one knee, trying to block that single leg takedown, as Stoffel goes in for head control instead and tries to tie him up that way. Watch out for Stoffel throwing that head aside and grabbing that single leg. He loves that single leg. And there he is. He's got the ankle pick, and he gets behind Kyler. Now all he has to do is break that leg down, and he'll have another 2 points in a takedown. Kyler trails right now 12-0, and there's the 2 points, making it 14-0. If Stoffel gets one more point, that'll be it. It'll be a tech fall. Kyler's really in a pickle right now with Stoffel. Stoffel trying to find that cross face. There's still about 55 seconds left in the third period. Kyler's fighting as hard as he can right now, but will he have enough, or will he be able to ever mount any offense against Stoffel of Appleton North? As I mentioned, on the year, he is 41-2. He is 41-2 on the year. Now Kyler's caught up again in a cradle. And if Stoffel rolls it over, the match is going to be over with 25 seconds left. Kyler able to fight it so far, but using up a lot of energy and a lot of time. And now time is absolutely against him with 16 seconds left. 10 seconds left. Kyler gets 1 point on the escape, and that's the way the match is going to end, with Kyler losing this match 14-1. Good news is for Kyler, he will be wrestling back for fifth place coming up tomorrow morning. Gabe Klatt will be wrestling a little later on this evening, and so will Division II and Division III. This Bernard Hazy Meets Wrestling Report was brought to you by Columbus Family Dental, Air Care, also by Pine Hills Trucking, Ergo Bank, McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Metalcraft of Mayville, Richards Insurance, Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly, and Kevin Carnine of American Family Insurance. From the Kohl Center in Madison, I'm Rick Armand.